Welcome, Rick, to Executive Peaks.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Rick, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
I have a family and I look after my children first thing. They often take my time, but shortly after that I'll do some exercises on my cross trainer, then some weights. Then I will walk our dogs and our children to school. Then on the way back, by that time, I live at the top of a hill, so by that time I get home, I'm actually very clear in my mind, and I find it very therapeutic to go on that walk every morning, at least when the weather allows me to.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
To really follow your path and to focus on saying no more often.
What is the most important decision you've made in your life?
Outside of business, I would have to have said to marry my wonderful wife.
Rick, do you have any hidden talents?
One of my probably hidden skills that people don't get to see is my ability to edit and produce using computer software. That's really a hidden talent for me.
Speaking of fatherhood, what makes a good father, in your opinion?
Oh, that's easy. Being present, not being an absent father, and actually listening to your children and treat them like adults in waiting, because one day before you know it, they'll be all grown up. So if you can start building those relationships now, all the better for it.
What is the biggest misconception about you?
That I'm not flexible in terms of once my decision's made, I won't change it. So, yeah, I'd say that would be one of the misconceptions.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
I always go with the heart. I try to get out of my head. I remember hearing that from Tony Robbins, get out of your head and into your heart and follow your heart.
What is your favorite comfort food?
Oh, the chocolate chip ice cream.
Please finish this sentence. Marketing is
a wonderful way to connect with strangers and help them solve their problems.
Do you have any pet peeves?
When people don't hold up their end of the bargain.
What is one thing that can instantly make your day better?
A smile.
What is your favorite thing about your career?
That I get to run my business on my own terms, not on somebody else's clock.
What motivates you to work hard?
Achieving my goals, no matter what they are. If they require money, that inspires me to work harder, knowing that money's not the end, but a means to the end.
Rick, do you have a favorite book?
I'd have to say influenced by Robert Cialdini is one that I like to go back to quite often. I have Dan Kennedy's entire No BS marketing series on various topics. So those types of books.
What are your hobbies?
Yes, I like to play online games with my children. That's a really good outlet for me, and it's very interesting. The type of games that I end up playing.
Rick, what is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I wind down and I have a conversation with my wife.
Are there initiatives you host or causes you support?
Yes, the Heart Foundation. We unfortunately lost a child to a congenital heart defect some years ago now, and it's always been a cause that's close to our heart, no pun intended.
And finally, Rick, what do you do and where can people contact you?
Well, I'm the host of a popular business building show called the My Future Business Show. People can reach out to me at myfuturebusiness.com. There's a contact page there. I've also got a Facebook page. You need only type in My Future Business on the internet and I'm sure to pop up somewhere.
Thank you, Rick, for sharing your wisdom on ExecuPeeps.
Thank you for having me. What a wonderful opportunity.